as Rose mentioned, one of the big problems for shipping currently is the welfare of the workers on board some of these ships. To deal with it, we could, of course, improve legislation, but a more radical move might be to take people off ships altogether. And it might also save money. The idea of driverless ships might sound far-fetched, but it's something that UK-based multinational specialist engineering giants Rolls-Royce are actively developing. Conny Orbach went to meet the team in Helsinki, Finland, where the work is taking place.
That is the sound of a ferry pulling into Helsinki harbour. And of course there's staff driving and operating the ship. But what if there weren't? Let us take you on a journey to this same port 30 years from now, where huge unmanned ships come to dock.
First of all, we can imagine that especially the cargo vessels, they will be fully unmanned.
That's Oscar Lavander, leading the charge into the future as Vice President of Innovation in Rolls-Royce's marine division.
Operating mainly autonomously with also a little bit of remote control. Especially in port, they will be supervised by some shore-based central, and otherwise when they go out to sea, they are driving by themselves automatically.
These ships then, the fully automated ones, would look a bit different. There'd be none of the usual infrastructure that is put in for people. No mess house, kitchen, sewage works or aircon. Just a solid body for carrying cargo. But on shore, things would change too, as some operation of these ships would be remote from a control centre.
You could have a control centre here, or actually the control centre might be on the other side of Earth. You never know. That's the beauty. If it was nighttime here, you might want to operate the ship from a other time zone where it's daytime, so that nobody have to work during night times.
Why do we need to do this, Oscar? We've got some lovely boats out here. They all seem to be going on all right. Why do we need to make this change?
The main driver for this really lies in the economics. This is all about making shipping more efficient and at the same time safer. If we go towards unmanned ships, the cost of transporting 1 ton of cargo 1 nautical mile will drop more than 20% just by going unmanned.
Well, that all sounds pretty tempting, but how feasible is this, and what do we need to do to get there? A ship sets sail for America, but there's no one on board. So how does it find its way without any eyes? Well, there's a technological equivalent, as leader of the technology research, Joni Poikkonen from the University of Turku, explains.
Basically, we need technology to perceive the surroundings of the ship. We need different kinds of sensors to guarantee that we can operate in all different kinds of weather conditions and even different kinds of situations. Because, for example, cameras don't work in the dark or don't work in bad weather conditions, and they don't give distance to the targets, whereas radar gives you distance and works in any condition, but you cannot really recognize the objects from the radar data. So you have to combine both the best properties of different types of sensors.
With its huge number of sensors combined to make one almighty super eyeball, my boat can now see everything. But there's something ahead. What is it? And how does our ship know what to do? Divert? Mow on forward? What? Here's co-lead, Tampa University of Technology's Mika Huvinen.
We first, of course, need to classify what they are, and we need to recognize where they are based on the maritime rules, so how we need to react.
The data is all collected in, and based on many past experiences and thousands of photos, an algorithm matches it to buoy, or whale.
How we need to react then defines the method we select. And those methods are already available. Those algorithms, of course, they are in aviation and also autonomous cars. And when the situation is defined, you need to react like this. Then you need to ask permission from the ship intelligence.
Okay, that sounded fairly straightforward. Just follow the algorithms. And loads of this stuff has already been developed for cars. So it's just a case of repurposing. But then again, a little car on a road seems like a bit of a different beast to a massive great container ship in the middle of the ocean. Joni again.
The most crucial thing is reliability. and reliability under every weather condition and every situation. This is something that hasn't been really demonstrated in the automobile side. On the sea, it's even worse because the conditions are usually worse than on the highway. On the other hand, because the number of ships will in any case be much smaller than the number of cars, we can also apply the connection to a remote control center which can monitor the ship and aid it if it cannot perform by itself. So I see that this is something that cannot be really done in cars. You cannot have a control center for millions or billions of cars, but you can have that for ships. So in some cases it might be easier to implement this in the short term, at least in the marine side, than for cars.
That's the technology side of an automated ship sorted then. There's still a lot of work, but it's mainly fine-tuning. But back to Oscar, I can imagine there are a few other things we're going to need to consider.
We also need to have a legal framework. So if we want to make these ships reality, we need to define the rules, so to speak, that apply to them. And the thing is, with today's rules, they are not always written in a way that see the possibility of unmanned operations. So we need to clarify the regulation and the law, and also the liability. Is it normal marine liability for these ships, or will it more shift towards of a product liability case?
A similar thing needs to be overcome for automated cars as well.
Exactly. Similar problems or topic, but of course the challenges are a little bit different.
And I guess when people think about this, they're going to be slightly worried about the safety as well. I mean, it sounds a bit scary having all these giant automated ships running around the world with no one to control them.
I would actually say the opposite. These ships will be safer than today's ships. And actually bringing better technology and creating a better situational awareness and adding some automation on top of that will improve the safety of vessels. We need to remember that today most marine accidents are related to human errors. That would be between 75 and 96%, depending a little bit on which study you look at. And a big part of these human errors are basically due to fatigue or just the crew not being concentrated. So we can basically improve the safety, because we need to remember a machine does not get tired. That's the beauty of it.
It's intriguing, isn't it? We look forward to 2020 and beyond. That was Oscar Levander, and before him, Joni Poikkanen and Mika Huvonen, who all work on Rolls-Royce's Advanced Autonomous Waterborne Applications Initiative, which is set to see their first partially remote-controlled vessel in the water by the end of this decade.
You're listening to The Naked Scientists with me, Kat Arney, and him, Chris Smith.
This week, we've set a course to chart the future of shipping, and we've already heard about life afloat and why automated ships that don't need humans on board are going to be cheaper and safer. Still to come, the entrepreneurial rum traders who are seeking to return to the good old days of sail. But first,